Just a quick thing about like reunions. So what do you do as regards to when, like, if both parties want to meet each other, how do you go about you organising reunions?
Well, what we normally do, I mean, it's like each stage, it's that thing where, you know, each stage can close the door completely. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that's influenced by whether or not other people know. So like if you don't know that you've got a sister or a brother, or if a woman's maybe married and hasn't told her husband, or hasn't told her future children, maybe told her husband, that's where it can become. I've had a lot of adopted people who've said to me, and birth mothers, who've said, if I could stand in the middle of a field and meet my child, meet my birth mother, without a knock-on effect and everybody else, I wouldn't hesitate, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Yeah. But it's taken into consideration everybody else round about. So there's quite a lot of... What I try to do is to get everybody to think about all the possible scenarios before we do it. So there's a lot of work goes into the preamble, a huge amount. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 months, sometimes it takes a couple of years before people are ready. In terms of the actual reunion, so let's just say we've found the person. Mm-hmm. If ideally, and we go with what people want, ideally we would maybe exchange letters first of all, photographs. Sometimes just once, sometimes twice.
Have a little bit of a talk before.
To know, just to know what that person, to get some idea of what they're up to now. Because a birth mother, her memory is of a babe in arms, normally.
Yeah, not a grown woman or something.
Yeah, and even though you know 45 years have passed, you still, there's a bit of you still thinks that you're going to see a baby. Yeah. Not logically, the whole thread through this is what you can do logically and then the emotional current that slaps you in the back of your head when you least expect
it. Quite often as well, I know with my circumstances, like my mum, like, blocked a lot of it out.
Yes.
So is it,
put it in a weak compartment because it's too painful.
Because so my dad knew about it from when they married. I don't think she ever not told him, but I had no idea until she actually found her.
Yes.
And then they both told me, and obviously just for, I mean, I'm an only child except for now.
Oh wow.
So for me to learn that when I was about 13, and when everything, so it's
So you've got a very good understanding yourself, and even sometimes if it's a good thing, it can be really, really hard. And the other thing is you don't actually have that. You were quite young, but you don't have that shared experience of being sisters, but yet you are still sisters.
Exactly.
And sometimes people find, and it is much more straightforward for siblings than it is for birth parents, and it is because of that thing that the children have not made any choices.
Yeah.
So you find yourself in a situation, and very often people do go on. The research will tell you that it's easier for siblings than it is for the child and the parent.
It's like now I've got two nephews as well. Which since we found her, she's got married.
Yeah.
She's had two kids. I think it was almost like she wasn't stable with herself before she found my mum.
Yeah.
And then now she's got her life's like sorted out.
And are you okay with it as well?
Yeah, no, I'm okay with it. I've always been okay with it. Just obviously, I think when I first found out, I cried.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
There's nothing else to like say. Yeah. Really, but it was an emotional experience. Yeah. But it's almost like we are close, but not.